welcome and Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to our fifth graders and their families, sort of scattered about, but we are glad to welcome the class that is no longer the little kids at Hebrew school anymore, moving up on up the ranks. So welcome, and you'll help us to lead some of our musical numbers, and I think because we're our numbers are kind of growing here, but we might also have anyone else who's under bar bat mitzvah age to come on up with them when we get to that part. August birthdays in the house. Are there any under B'nai Mitzvah age August birthdays? You might be just a couple years past Bar Mitzvah. Well, okay. Might be some people wandering in. And someone who spent a lot of years coming here for religious school and Hebrew school and singing in services is back to share her gift of music, Janet Christensen. So you already kind of got a taste of our very majestic bim-bom, and you'll have a few more musical surprises to come over the course of the evening. Our theme for this evening and the theme for Jews everywhere on this Shabbat is comfort and care. This is a special Shabbat called Shabbat Nachamu, which means Shabbat of comfort. It is the Shabbat after Tisha B'Av, which is the day we remember how our ancient temples in Jerusalem were destroyed 2,000 years ago. So our theme on this Shabbat, several days after Tisha B'Av, is being comforted after a loss. So we will have a very special story about the power of love and care a little later. We hope everyone here, whether visiting or longtime members, whatever has brought you here to our sanctuary for Shabbat, we hope you feel the love of our tradition and our community. So let us sing. We welcome Shabbat with the singing of Lecha Dodi on page 4.
Thank you. seated.
And to light our Shabbat candles, I'd like to call up our fifth grade teachers. They were not all able to be here, but I would like to acknowledge them all. Steve Kronthal, our Sunday fifth grade teacher, our Hebrew school teachers, Donna Courtney, Debbie Tannenbaum, and Sharon Drasnin. And thank you, Donna and Sharon, for representing the group. We are on page 6.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Please rise for Baruch Hu, page 8. We are grateful for our beautiful and holy world, and I'd like to ask our fifth graders to come on up to help lead us in When God Made the World. Fifth graders. There's enough of you now that you can. Yay, one more. I see one more in the congregation, but I won't say who it is. When God Made the World, page, okay, so sort of move up a little so everybody can see, including myself. Still gets to see it.
Thank you.
bottom of page 10. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words and we wrote down what we heard in our Torah. Love God with all of your heart. Keep your promises and tell the truth all the time. Speak words that are kind. Give tzedakah and help those in need. Keep Shabbat, honor parents and teachers, learn and study. We praise you, our God. You gave us your Torah. We promise to follow your commandments and to make the Torah an important part of our lives. On this Shabbat Nachamu, our Shabbat of comfort and care, we find comfort in knowing that godly love is all around us, that when we open our hearts to others and to the world, we can feel the spiritual connection. We affirm that oneness that connects us all as we join together in the Shema on page 12. Please rise.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, v'chol levavcha, uv'chol nafshecha, uv'chol ma'odecha, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, al levavecha, v'shinantam levanecha, v'dibarta bam, v'shivtecha b'veitecha, uv'lechtecha v'aderech, uv'shochbecha uv'kumecha, Ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot betecha, uvish arecha, lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai, vitem kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, Lihyot lachem lelohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. The musical version of Vahafta and You Shall Love is in your service folder. Long ago, our people were slaves in Egypt. We prayed to God, please help us to be free. Finally, Moses led us out of Egypt so we could worship in freedom. When we came to the sea, the people sang a song to thank God. Now we pray that everyone will be free. Helping us to rejoice in that beautiful freedom are our fifth graders. We are keeping them awake. They are going to come up here and help keep time as we join together. And Michamo, come on up, come on up, come on up. Yeah, bring it up. Page 15. We will join together in joy. There's at least a couple people who have not been to services here before. You will notice a little bit of jumping as we rejoice in our Shabbat day in Vishamru. So we'll do our thing.
Thank you.
for the tefillah. Ata Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avoteinu v'Imoteinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, v'Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, v'Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibur v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Kone Hako, V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot, umevig ula livene v'nehem, lama'an shmo b'yahava, melech ozer moshia umagen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. Top of page 18. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading and quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place. We can pray anywhere at any time, but this place, our temple, is special. When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God. Our temple is holy. Here in the temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melochol Haaretz Kvodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. Please be seated. Top of page 19. Inside each of us is a holy spark, a light that shines brightly when we feel proud of ourselves, when we feel strong inside, when we see the beautiful world around us. Inside each of us is a holy spark, a light that shines brightly when we help one another, when we are kind to people we know and don't know, when we take care of the world together. Blessed are you, Adonai, the holy spark inside us. At this time in our service, we pray for shalom, for peacefulness and wholeness, peacefulness in our hearts and among all people. Our prayer seems shalom helps us see how loving kindness, chen, chesed, and rachamim are connected with peace. Only through living with compassion can our dream of a peaceful world become a reality. Seem shalom is in your service folder.
Amen.
As we strive to live with compassion, we open our hearts to those healing from physical illness or injury or emotional pain. We join together in our prayer for them, Misha Berach, page 24. Our hearts. Very long day before she came to Shabbat services with her family. She had gotten up really early for swim team practice. She went out to lunch. She played with her friends in the afternoon. She had a yummy Shabbat dinner with her family at home before she came to temple. So while she sat in the service, she was a little drowsy. And she leaned her head on her dad's shoulder. Her eyes were closing a little, but she stood up when she had to, and she sat down when she had to, and she sang along with the familiar songs. But every once in a while, her eyes kind of closed. And then they got to the song, Seam Shalom. And she knew that the song was about peace because she knew from Sunday school that shalom meant peace. So she listened. Seam shalom, tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim. Well, she closed her eyes and she thought about the song. What did chen v'chesed v'rachamim mean? It must be about the ways our world can have shalom, can have peace. So she knew from Hebrew school that va at the beginning of a word means and. So she knew it must be about chen and chesed and rachamim. So what were those things that you need to have world peace? Well, just then the whole congregation got very quiet because it was the silent prayer, and it was so quiet and it was so comfy on her dad's shoulder that she soon fell asleep. Sometimes Jewish dreams in synagogue can be very enlightening. The Compassion Squad. Sarah could not figure out what was happening. This had never happened at Temple before. She looked up, and the rabbi was singing, Compassion Squad. Well, it's the superhero Compassion Squad bringing care and love to everyone. There's Chen, who's moving quickly and with excitement. There's Chesed. And there's Rachamim. Their superpower is that they can spread loving kindness wherever they go. Okay. Wow. I did not realize that Chen, Chesed, and Rachamim were so powerful. They are superheroes of loving care. Well, suddenly, as sometimes happens in your dreams, she wasn't in the temple anymore. She was in her school playground, and it was daytime. Weird. And she saw two of her classmates on the playground, and they both wanted the same ball. Hey, that's mine. No, I had it first. No, me. You can't even play ball well. You just give that back. Here, you cut it out. Ugh. Oh, Sarah was so upset. I don't like when everyone's fighting and is mean. I wish it were more peaceful. We need help. Compassion Squad! Out of the air came the Compassion Squad. Chen! Chesed! And Rachamim! Yay! Chen and Chesed and Rachamim to the rescue! They wave their hearts over the fighting students. They wave them high. I'm really sorry I was mean to you. You're a good ball player. I'm sorry I was so selfish. I think we can find a way to take turns to play. I think we can too. That's more fun for everyone. Yay! Oh, phew! So glad that worked out. So glad that worked out. I didn't realize how powerful compassion is in our world. Suddenly, Sarah looked around and she wasn't at school anymore. Now, she was in her family room and she sees her little brother and sister. Hey, did you just
break my truck? What's wrong with you, you dummy? I'm not dumb. I'm going to tell on you. And crying isn't going to help. You don't know how to take care of things. Oh, my goodness. My brother and sister, they're just fighting so badly. I'm just so upset. I wish they could be happier. Compassion Squad! Flying into the room, we're Hen. And Chesed. And Rachamim. And they brought love and care into the room. Thank you. Oh. Hey, I'm sorry I yelled. You seem upset. Is something wrong? Yes, I did not get a part in our school play today, and I feel sad. That's why I was upset. I'm so sorry I broke your truck. Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry you didn't get a part in your play. Let me give you a hug. Oh. Well, Sarah was so happy watching her brother and sister hug each other. She was like, what's that sound? Sarah, Sarah, what's that sound? Sarah, 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 you fell asleep. And it's almost the rabbi's sermon. Oh, I could not. I must be awake for the rabbi's sermon. That's the best part. I guess I had a dream. Thank you for waking me up in time. Well, the rabbi's sermon was all about how we can have a world of peace, that we bring shalom into the world when we're caring and we're loving to everyone around us. And she ended her sermon by saying, and so we need to remember the words of our important Jewish song, Sim Shalom. We make peace by living with Chen, Chesed, and Rachamim. Oh, our Jewish superheroes! Everyone in the congregation laughed. Oh, 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 oh. She felt a little embarrassed, but she knew that she had really seen the real Jewish superheroes. Chen, Chesed, and Rachamim. And Sarah knew that even if the temple members couldn't see them, at every Shabbat service, they were always there, spreading their superpower of loving kindness over all the sanctuary. And now a song about Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibaneh, in your service folder. We will build this world from love.
Thank you.
continue with the Aleinu, which we're going to do a little Reform Old School to include the Let Us Adore piece that I think we haven't done here in a while. So I'll ask fifth graders and anyone else under B'nai Mitzvah age who wants to come up and open the doors. And the words are in your service folder and in the book on page 25. Please rise. The top of page 27. When I die, give what's left of me away to children and old men that wait to die. And if you need to cry, cry for your brother walking the street beside you. And when you need me, put your arms around anyone and give them what you need to give me. I want to leave you something, something that is better than words or sounds. Look for me and the people I've known or loved. And if you cannot give me away, at least let me live in your eyes and not in your mind. You can love me best by letting hands touch hands and by letting go of children who need to be free. Love doesn't die, people do. So when all that's left of me is love, give me away. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Don Drasnin, Brian C. Lewis, Bernie Rosemarin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Jody Silver Schwartz, cousin of Carolyn Berkowitz, Yetta Trachtenberg, mother of Rona Hitlin Mason and beloved member of TBS, Alice Woods, former mother-in-law of Gary Cohen, Kathy Walls, friend of Sandy and Jamie Adams, Paul Schreiman, father of Dave Schreiman, Frank Marin, friend of Amy Epstein, Susan Feitelman, beloved founding member of TBS who died earlier this week and wife of Richard Feitelman. Her funeral is 1 o'clock this Sunday. and Bill Harrison, father of Mark Harrison. And we remember the yard sites this week for our beloved members, Lynn Elowitz, Betty Littman, Ron Sandler, Joan Fishman, Clara Katz, Eva Kotkin, Gladys Plum, Max Saulpeter, Grace Botello, Herb Golden, Joseph Goldman, Robert Hayford Sr., Marlene Siegel, Harry Bernstein, Ray Helitzer, Marilyn Seifert, Tilly Lubar, Donald Perlman, Janice Marshall, Gail Peck, Ada Liu, Steve Potash, Ken Ruttenberg, Jeffrey Smith, Samuel Wolf, Evelyn Wolf, Stephen Wolf, Kevin O'Neill, Erwin Chasen, Ethel Grossman, Jill Cohen, Rita Cohen, Simon Sachs, Kay Sears, Bertha Wasserman. We honor all of their memories as we rise together for Kaddish, page 28. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shemei rabah, v'alma divarach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chaye dechol beit Yisrael, v'agala uv'izman kari v'yimru amen. Yehe shemei rabah mevarach le'alam almei almaya, yit barach v'yit par v'yit romam v'yit nasei, V'yitadar v'yitalev v'yitalal shemeid kutsha berichu. Le'ela min kol beruchata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechemata, damiran bialma v'imru amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'imromav, hu yase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, V'imru, amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen.
We move from a time of sacred memory to embracing the joy of Shabbat and the joy of birthdays. So I'm wondering if there's any August pre-B'nai Mitzvah birthdays this evening. Oh my goodness. Well, maybe there's a few September ones to get a blessing. Oh, we have somebody. Oh, you just made it in under the wire, Sam.
Four weeks.
4 weeks till you're too old for the... Then you come... Oh, so the end of the month, you can be here for the adult birthday blessings. You get two gifts.
Great.
Sam is looking, I can attest, is definitely looking older. This always happens right around Bar Bat Mitzvah. They suddenly just look like 2 years older, don't they? So, mazel tov on your birthday. May it be a wonderful year for you of health and happiness and growth and compassion. So mazel tov to you, and you get a frisbee.
Thank you.
And I'll have you also hold the Kiddush cup. And I'll bring this over. And Kiddush is on page 29. So we can read that together.
Okay.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu mitzvotav, v'rosav anu, v'shabbat kadsho.
Shabbat Shalom. My name is David Sherrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Rapport, for leading us in worship this evening and taking us on another very interesting adventure where we learn a lot. Very, very wonderful. Thank you, Janet and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voice and music and brass. Love it. Anyone that listen to me, I'm always saying the world needs more brass. And boy, we got it tonight. So thank you, thank you. A lot going on coming up this month. Please join Rabbi Rapport. She continues her series of life classes in August. These are the adult education classes entitled Making the High Holidays More Personally Meaningful. The next session will be on this Wednesday, August 9th. Please help us with our sock collection for the homeless. And thank you to the Social Action Committee for taking on this important effort. And also, please help LCAC with our back-to-school supply drive. And you'll see this flyer out in the lobby. TBS has adopted the 11th and 12th graders at LCAC, so please take the flyer and bring supplies for the students that need them in our community. And please continue to bring food for LCAC. I spoke with Pam Dettelbach, who does such important work for LCAC from Temple B'nai Shalom. She said canned soup and canned green vegetables. So on top of all the other stuff, throw a few of those in your basket. We need some of those for LCAC. This is one of the most difficult times as people are thinking about almost everything except for LCAC with summer activities and now getting up to back to school. But really, there's a lot of people in need in our community. So please keep bringing food, including canned soup and canned green vegetables. On Thursday, August 10th, we continue to explore how Jewish values apply to societal problems based on civil discourse. This is a fascinating effort led by Jim Sturm, chair of the Social Action Committee. This is the second in the series so far, and it will be a roundtable geared toward those of a more liberal outlook. The conservatives already had theirs before, so liberals this time. This is going to be a major series of events and will extend over the year and could be a program initiated here and adopted across the nation. So please get engaged in this one. And so that this one's, again, for the with more of a liberal view, but there'll be an opportunity for everyone to be involved thereafter. So please feel free to reach out to me, reach out to Jim Storm, and we'll get you involved in this very interesting and important series of events. If you're new to TBS and have any questions or would like more information, members of our board or membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, our membership committee representative is Anita Buckheim. I saw Anita. Is Anita here? All right. I think there she is. If you have any questions about TBS, please see Anita and Oneg. Wishing you a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
A family favorite on Shabbat, Shabbat, page 30. Shabbat Nachamu, may you feel comforted by your grounding in family, friendships, community, and a long chain of a loving tradition. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May the superpowers of Chen, Chesed, and Rachamim be with you now and in the week ahead. May you feel guarded, blessed, and nurtured by the divine gift of compassion. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.